In just a few hours' time, Pope Benedict XVI will leave Rome for his native Bavaria. Chris Altieri is on the ground right now in Munich. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Charlie.
How are things shaping up in these final hours before the Pope's arrival?
Well, Charlie, I can say the Bavarians like to make haste slowly. Work is constant and meticulous. There is a real sense that every hair must be in place, every shoe shined to brilliance, and every nook and cranny of every private house and every public building dusted and decked. Pope Benedict has spoken of himself as a son of Bavaria, and that is certainly true, but when he arrives today, it will be as the spiritual father to Bavarians, who in their special way are expressing their joy at Pope Benedict's homecoming. The theme of this visit is those who believe are never alone. The Pope spoke those words at the inaugural Mass of his pontificate, and the sense here is that the people of Bavaria understand that Pope Benedict is coming back to show the world where he learned that those who believe are never alone. This is the most intensely Catholic place I've ever visited. I spoke with one man, Manfred Rottenhofer, a retiree who works a few days a week as an usher in Munich's cathedral. At the beginning of our talk, when I asked him to describe his work, this is what he told me.
I am a guide in this church and looking that people take knowledges that this is a church and not a museum.
Nearly everyone I've met here has spoken to me about how proud Bavarians are to be Catholic. I spoke with the director of the press center that the Munich Freising Archdiocese has set up for journalists covering the papal visit, Ulrich Harprath. He talked to me about the importance of the Pope's visit to this place and these people.
The Pope is a Bavarian, and he really says that he is a Bavarian. So the people of Bavaria notice that the Pope comes to his own people, yeah, and so they feel a son of Bavaria now comes home again, and for the people of Bavaria, it's a very, very high event now when the man who they know as a pupil, as the Archbishop, now comes home as a Pope. It's a very important thing for the people.
Now, Chris, this is, of course, Pope Benedict's second visit to Germany. He was there last year for World Youth Day. Do the young people there remember this trip? Are they excited about the Pope coming?
Charlie, they seem to be very excited. Everyone I speak to tells me how the election of a son of Bavaria to the papacy has really intensified interest in the faith among the youth here, and the practice of the faith as well. That's true of the Bavarian youth that I've talked to, of course, and also of all the youth that I've spoken to. A sociology student at the University of Munich, Walter Jürg, is one of those with whom I've spoken in recent days.
He has a point of view, and he stands to his point of view, and that is what people like me, we adore this.
Once again, Charlie, Pope Benedict XVI is due to arrive at 3:30 in the afternoon, and for now, that's all here from here at Munich.